Hello and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 16. Well, we're in the middle of winter here in the Midwest, middle of January. And if you own a string instrument, it is very important to keep that instrument humidified throughout the year, but especially in the winter when your home heater goes on and off throughout the day. It's quite cold outside today, so the heater in our house is quite active. And when that happens, if you don't have a home humidifier, it's very important to keep your instruments humidified inside their cases. I am a guitarist. If you follow my channel, you would know that, I hope. I'm a classical guitarist, and I have quite a few instruments at home and in my classroom. Some classical guitars, some steel string guitars, some ukuleles, any kind of string instrument that is acoustic and has a hollow body, not so much an electric guitar that has a solid body, but any instrument that has a hollow body would have to be humidified, especially during the winter months, because the air gets very dry and the humidity in the air changes throughout the day, throughout the week. Now, the easiest way to humidify your instruments is to just have a humidifier for your entire home. And I don't. And also, I have instruments in my classroom. And I don't have a humidifier there. So the easiest way after that would be to purchase instrument humidifiers. They're not very, very expensive. I would recommend anything from Daddario. Instrument humidifier from Daddario, and you could use those for your acoustic guitars, for your ukuleles, mandolins, violins, any kind of string instrument you may have around. Now, if you can't afford humidifiers, or if you need a lot of them like I do, you can make your own humidifiers. And I do that with most of my instruments, especially the more expensive ones. And one way to make your own humidifier that is very cheap and very efficient as well is to get a dishwashing sponge, preferably a new one, a clean one, and also a medium size, maybe 3 by 3 inch size Ziploc bag. And what I would do, I would cut little holes in that Ziploc bag and rinse out my sponge real well, and then have the sponge not dripping wet, but just damp, okay? And place the sponge inside the Ziploc bag, and I would have two of them per instrument case. For a guitar, I would stick one in the sound hole with the Ziploc end outside on top of the strings and the sponge itself inside the instrument, and it would be hanging in there, kind of dangling back and forth, and that's fine. You just want to make sure that the sponge is not dripping wet. You don't want water drops to drip inside your instrument and stain your instrument tag. Also, you don't want water drops to come off on the top of your instrument and possibly cause damage. So you want the sponge to be damp, not soaking wet. And I would place the other one somewhere inside the case, maybe by the headstock inside the case, so that the inside of the instrument is well humidified, but also the inside of the case is well humidified. And then 2 or 3 times a week, I would check and make sure that the sponge is not completely dry. And you'll notice that during the winter months, the sponge will go dry fairly quick. A couple of days, 2 or 3 days, it'll be dry because the air is dry. Funny thing, since I'm talking about this, what could happen if you don't do this to your instruments? Now, if your instrument is inexpensive, it really doesn't matter. But if you have more expensive instruments, what could happen is, the first thing that would happen is bridge damage, because the strings on your guitar place a lot of pressure. They pull on the bridge a lot. And as the air gets dry, the glue under the bridge could get dry, and actually the bridge could separate from the top, and sometimes it can even snap off. And one reason I decided to make this video, last week in my classroom, as I was going through my guitar closets, I did notice that one of my guitars, I have 12 or 13 Epiphone guitars in there. They're classical guitars. They're brand new. I had them for about a year now, which that's fairly new. And one of them, the bridge came completely off. So it's basically trash, unless I want to try and fix it, but I don't know how. So because the air was so dry and the whole thing came off, the whole bridge snapped off. And I did have humidifiers for those guitars, but I happened not to put them in this time. So I don't know if that would have helped prevent this from happening. But it did happen, and so one of the bridges came off. If you have a more expensive instrument, a string instrument at home or in your studio or your classroom, I highly recommend either purchasing the humidifiers or making your own like I just described. Now, in the old days when I was in college, in the mid-90s, when I was studying classical guitar, we used to use these film cases, you know, the old Polaroid film cases, the round things, and we would punch little holes in that little cylinder case and place a small sponge and just stick that case between the G and D strings, and that was one way to do it. But I don't see any Polaroid films anymore around with the invention of the digital camera. So here's one. This is one way I've done. I've made my own humidifiers in the last 15 years or so, and it's pretty efficient, very cost effective, and it really works. There's a lot of benefits from doing that. Anyways, and I would do this during the summer as well. I keep my expensive instruments humidified throughout the year. You'll notice that in places like the Midwest, because of the nature of humidity there, the bridge would come off in a different spot than in a place like Florida, for example. Sometimes the bridge would arch up, and sometimes the top of the guitar would arch down, depending on the type of humidity changes you're dealing with. So anyways, this is my podcast for today on keeping your instruments humidified. And if you can't afford buying some, just go ahead and make your own, but just keep your instruments humidified. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you want to get in touch with me, the easiest way is on my website, florentintisha.com, and there you can see my email and also all my social media platforms. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Have a great week. It's Monday. I hope you have a productive one. Enjoy, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye now.